Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, good morning. I'm Dr. Cottle, your host of Women in Business Radio. Thanks for joining me this beautiful day. And my topic today is looking at leadership and its role in women entrepreneurship. Is leadership a required attribute to effective women entrepreneurs? What are these skills and how do they benefit our business? Today I hope to bring to the audience the importance of leadership and also look at the different types of leadership or what women leadership style looks like. We will also be looking at can they be acquired and how can they be acquired. To look at this topic, my guest is Cindy Hooker, and she's the founder and CEO of Goldor Consulting, which was formed in 2009. Cindy is a U.S. Navy veteran. She's a certified coach and human resource professional. And she will be here to talk about the topic, to add some clarity to leadership and women entrepreneurship. I would like to say something about me. In addition to being the host and founder of Women in Business Radio, I'm also the editor-in-chief of a journal called Simply Inspirational for Women in Business. It's a yearly publication that was first published in 2011. I also lead a women's entrepreneur group offline and online called Women in Business, with a membership of over 14,500 women. I'm also the chief consultant at Cuttle's Professional Consulting, a company that I have owned for several years that offer services in curriculum development, business development. I also offer business coaching, social media advice, and website design and development. So I would like to welcome you to listen to the topic this morning on leadership and women entrepreneurship with my guest, Cindy Hooker. Hi, Cindy. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fine, and it's really great to have you here this morning, and thank you for joining me. Can you share with my audience a little bit about who you are? I was just giving them a brief, a brief take on who you are. So can you share with us a little more as to what you do and, you know,
Sure, yeah. Well, I am an executive coach and human resources consultant. I have my own business. I have been a coach since 2009, but I've only been a full-time entrepreneur for 2 years now. Mm-hmm. And I work with small businesses, and I work with them to help them with their human resources needs, so anywhere from about 2 employees to about 50. And then I also work with executives in large organizations Oracle or big ones like that, in terms of helping their leaders become better leaders and learning skills and concepts to let their employees thrive.
Okay, then. Well, thanks for having you here today, and I think we'll have a great discussion. I hope it will be very informative and educational. And so one of the first questions that I have is that I've done some research also in preparing for this topic, and I have found that I found particularly one leadership style that is sort of pertaining to how women lead, and that it's called the interactive transformational leadership style. And it is, um, it, it talks about, you know, women leading within a flattened sort of organizational structure rather than hierarchical. And it's also based on collaboration and collaborative decision-making. It's based on partnership. It's based on a sort of building of relationships. And what can you say about that? Have you found that to be a style that women lead with? Can you talk on that?
Sure, yeah, absolutely. I think that I'm glad that it has a title, because I think that women do reach for their relationship skills as a leader. Mm-hmm. So whether they are looking to have employees, or whether, even if they're a solopreneur, they're still a leader in that they're networking, they're mm-hmm. helping others. Great leadership is all about helping others achieve their goals, and how do you model that? And I think that women do such a great job of kind of nesting those skills in the relationships that they work. And it also crosses over social media as well, doesn't it?
Yes.
Because we use LinkedIn.
Yes.
Facebook, and we nurture those skills, and everybody could raise their hand out there how many new friends they've met on Facebook or LinkedIn or Twitter.
Yeah.
And I think that that helps us grow and become better leaders.
Okay, then. I think we need to maybe put what our discussion today within context. When we talk about women leadership, within the context of women entrepreneurship, what exactly are we talking about? Is it a management style, or what are we talking about?
Right. Well, so the question is, how do those leaders fill their day? You know, are they managing others? Are they just managing themselves? And I don't mean just that that's the only thing they do. Or are they moms and entrepreneurs? I think that it's really important that they know that they're doing multiple things as an entrepreneur,
yeah.
Right? And that they have the ability to grow and learn, and
mm-hmm.
That they are also coaching others, managing themselves.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then. The women entrepreneurs have qualities that women who have held positions in middle and lower management at the corporate level have, or are they different? Because I've also been doing some research, and what I also found is that women who have held positions within organizations at middle management and lower management have acquired skills in leadership, or leadership skills that they were able to take into their own businesses, and as a result are doing or managing great businesses. So goes across the board? What happens to a woman who have not worked in the corporate world, haven't had access to those skills, haven't been able to learn or develop those skills? Can she be a successful woman entrepreneur also?
Right. You know, this is a really important, I think, topic, because because I come from the corporate world. When you come to the corporate world, you have the real advantage of learning kind of how do you create social norms, what are those social norms, you know, those nuances that you might not pick up if you're not there. And those help you in business settings, whether you're having a sales meeting or a meeting with a client or, you know, something else. Those really do help. But it doesn't mean they can't be learned. And they are learned. It's just a little bit of higher learning curve. The other thing about that is that women in corporate unless they're the CEO or the COO, maybe, or the chief executive officer or chief operating mm-hmm. officer, they don't have the full breadth and knowledge of the business, right? They, like me, they might have been like the vice president of human resources, but I don't know finance intimately, or I don't know operations intimately like the COO does. And so a woman who may not have been in corporate, who is starting her own business, is going to know all aspects of her business and not quite the narrow focus, because those corporate women who have made that jump to entrepreneurship, they're going to have to learn those other areas as well.
So as a woman entrepreneur, once you're getting into entrepreneurship, we are prepared, or we learn all the different skills that we have to know in order to take our business from being a birthed idea into growth and into development.
Right, right. And I think that I think it's good to, well, being a leader means we know how to ask for help. And so where are those areas that we are not that so aware of? You know, where are our strengths, where are our weaknesses? And we find that, we fill that gap, right? Where can I learn to fill that gap? And is it with a small business association? Is it with a mentor group? Is it on an online group, you know, like your Facebook group? There's lots of advice out there. Those types of areas where we can shore up those areas that we don't know how to do very well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What else do you want to talk about in terms of women leadership? What else do you want to share with my audience?
Oh, wow. Well, I just made some notes here that you had mentioned, can women get skills if they've been moms, if they've been stay-at-home moms? And I think those are really good, great skills to transfer. They have budgeting skills, they have organizing skills, they have feedback skills, and they can transfer those into a business quite easily. In fact, I know a lot of stay-at-home moms who have started with businesses like, is it Cabby or skincare businesses, and then they've actually changed or morphed into something else, but they, you know, kind of broke their teeth on doing these home-based businesses. And I think that it's like the hardest job in the world right now is a stay-at-home mom, right? Because there's just so much that you need to do. So I think that there are some real basic business skills that you learn doing that you can bring forward.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing that. I think it is important to let women know that as mothers, as wives, as the experience we have gained by just being home, we have gained a lot of skills that we can transfer into businesses. And so that's great. And I think some of the other skills I think that we have is that we are nurturers, and we can multitask, you know. There are so many skills that we have honed from managing our own families that we can take into our businesses and incorporate and make our businesses into success. Thank you for sharing that.
Right. I was just going to say, and multitasking is a great one, because when we talk about strengths, you know, women's strengths and multitasking, we know women multitask very, very well. And I always want to caution my clients about that, because if you can overuse a strength, and it can suddenly, something that energized you, you know, 2 weeks ago can suddenly become, you know, something that deflates you, something that de-energizes you and makes you tired.
Mm-hmm.
And so as women, we are used to doing the multitasking, and this is where we kind of create that imbalance. And as an entrepreneur, you're never going to have a right balance, right? You're never going to be like super in balance because you're working very hard to build your business. But recognizing at these moments where you're using your strengths maybe to the point of exhaustion or to the point of a stress, and kind of learning when to pull back on those. And that's also kind of a good role modeling for leadership, isn't it? Mm-hmm. It shows people that I'm taking care of myself. Because, you know, when you're in, think about when you're on the plane and the oxygen mask, they always say, Mom, mm-hmm. put yours on mm-hmm. first. You have to take care of yourself first, and then you can take care of those other people.
Anyone else. Yeah, yeah. You talk about multitasking and the fact that we tend to do as women too many things, and as a result, we can get, as you talk about, burnout, or we may not be able to continue to successfully manage our business. What are some things that as women who are managing our own business can do to alleviate, you know, the amount of roles and responsibilities that we tend to take on?
Oh, yeah. Well, this is, yeah. If I had, like, the one answer for this, I'd be really rich. But, well, because it's very individual, isn't it? But what mm-hmm. I try to do when I work with people is make sure that only the things that most matter get on your calendar, and everything gets on your calendar. So is it mom time? Is it time for writing? Is it time for networking, nurturing those relationships? And the other things don't get on the calendar. And sometimes you have to, I mean, it's difficult to let go of some of those things. And it's, because I work with my clients every day, and some of them are like, no, I need to do that. Really? Mm-hmm. And you have to kind of prioritize it. What will happen if I don't do this? What will happen if I do this? So it's getting those, is it coveys? They say big rocks on the calendar and leave the rest behind. But it does take some tough love with your calendar.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing that with us, Cindy. And
sure.
What else do you want to see?
Well, we talked about strengths just briefly, or I just mentioned strengths, and I think that's something that is really important. It's worth everyone's, I think, time to go through a strengths exercise. And mm-hmm. you can do you can pay a little bit and do an assessment, or you can just sit down and what are my strengths, what are my weaknesses. And I think it's really good to identify those, because strengths are things that give us energy, and that's the area where we should be working the most. What are those things that give us energy? We want to, obviously, sometimes we have to do the things that are weaknesses, but when we have staff, and when we have, or maybe we have volunteers or people who are working with us, maybe they have strengths in areas that are our weaknesses. And I think we, as women, we tend to think, I'm not good at numbers, and so I need to get good at it as an entrepreneur. Well, you need to be savvy, but you don't need to get good at it. You need to find somebody else who is good at it. You're not a dentist. You wouldn't work on your own teeth. Get that person who's really good at it to help you. And then that way you get to spend the time doing what you do best.
Yes. That's great. I think it's important that we think about those about delegating, or we think about recruiting somebody else and bringing them into our companies, so that we can free ourselves of some of the roles and responsibilities, or the, you know, what we need to, the operative within our company, what we need to have done, because we cannot do everything. And, you know, yes, ongoing learning is important, but we still cannot learn or be there to learn everything, and or be responsible for doing everything.
Right.
And
right.
So thanks for sharing that. And it's really important to look at our strengths and our weaknesses. And I think, but in my research, I have found that women who have been able to identify both their strengths and their weaknesses and bring in people to fill that gap have done really well in their businesses.
Right.
And,
right.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really good point. Go ahead.
You can elaborate, talk.
Yeah. Well, I think it's just a really good point because as women, and I'm a veteran too, so I will tell you that we don't like to ask for help, and veterans are notorious for not asking for help. And, because we've always wanted to be self-sufficient, so we don't want to ask for help. Oh, my goodness, people want to help. They want you to succeed. Once I started asking for help, whether it was at the Small Business Association or at my local chamber, people were all over me like, you need help? Oh, my goodness. So it's so important for women to get that support network. So whether you join a mastermind, whether you join even a Facebook page, whether you join the chamber, which is a ton of help because there are people with all over businesses and all different business skills there, or some other business organization that you can ask for and get the help you need. Asking for help is not a weakness. Asking for help is a strength. And, again, that's that modeling. And if you have... kids who are watching you, if you have employees who are watching you and you bring in the right people and ask for the help you need, that is another trait of leadership that that you've mastered.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing that and thanks for emphasizing that point. I think so many of us do need to hear these things, And In our talking, you mentioned that you help, your clients to develop leadership skills. And one of the things that you do is developing a leadership plan. What does that entail? And how does it help help an individual?
Right. So we sit down in our first session, and we figure out, what are the skills where you are not doing as well as you want to? Those could be delegating. It could be speaking up. It could be confidence. They could be anything. And then we figure out what that gap is. So where are you today, and where do you want to be in, 6 to 9 months or even sooner? And then where, how do you feel you're doing? And a lot of times I just like to do a little calibration. So on a scale of 1 to 10, where are you at? Well, with 1 being low and 10 being high. So maybe I'll be at a 2. And then every week or every other week, we work together to see how we're moving forward. And we create specific actions and accountabilities for that person to move forward. So it's very concrete and very tangible. And I think that's really helpful for a lot of clients because little baby steps in some cases, but they move forward, and every week it might be 2.5, 3.5, or there might be some giant leaps in there, but you actually really get to see the results. And by the end of 3 months, even, they're making remarkable progress towards that one skill.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for sharing this. And normally this process takes about how long, about a year?
It depends.
Overall transformation.
Right. It depends on the individual and their commitment to the process. But I would say anywhere from, 3 months to a year and the skills that they're trying to build.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So thank you. Are you there?
Yes. Hi there.
Okay then. In a quick point form, what skills will you recommend that a woman in business should adopt to become an effective leader?
Okay, so I think networking is one of the top skills, and those of you that are introverts out there are going, I hate networking. Well, there's a lot of resources out there to help introverts network, and it's all about collaborating and, getting to know people, reaching out. They might not be a client, but they might know someone who might want to be your next client. So it's so important to build your business by referral basis. All my business, well, I'm not going to be that emphatic, but nearly all of my business is based on referrals. And introverts, you can go and do one-on-ones. Do 3 one-on-ones a week. Make that your goal. The other one is coaching. And that's just simply asking people questions and just learning out more, learning more. And the thing that goes with that is listening. So listening and asking really good questions are super important. Those are important in your networking exercises, and they're important to do if you have employees working with you. It probably doesn't hurt with children as well.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is to give kind, honest, and gentle feedback. And I think this is where what a weakness of women. We don't, unless it's our really good friends, we don't give feedback. And how do you improve if you don't know?
Yeah.
Right? And if you do it with the best of intentions and giving feedback with the best of intentions, then you can't go wrong. I mean, you're not responsible for how the people perceive it, but if you do it with your heart in the right place, then it's helpful. And then always working on your confidence. Don't let that little niggly voice inside you get you, because you know what you're doing. And then the last one is master your schedule. And we've talked about this, making sure that your schedule doesn't have control over you and that you have control over your schedule.
Yeah. Well, I think these points that we talk about are very important. Very important things that we talk about in helping a woman in business to move her business successfully by developing her leadership style and leadership skills. And I love your leadership plan. I think it's 3 to 12 months is a great time. It depends on, as you said, the person's commitment and how dedicated they are to the change process. And I like your points that you mentioned. The 5 or 6 points that you mentioned, and the importance of networking in helping women in business, take their business forward and in developing their leadership skills, and the whole role of listening and asking the right question, providing positive and honest feedback, continued development of your confidence. And
right.
To master your schedule. And I think those are very important points that you have raised. And I just want to say thank you for joining me this morning, Cindy, for bringing your fresh experience to the table. And I hope my guests listening in will have found the session to be very informative and to be very educational. And I just want to say thank you for joining me, and thanks, audience, for joining me and listening. I hope you guys have a great day, and I hope you find that the session was also very empowering. So have a great day, and talk to you next Monday. Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks,
bye-bye, Cindy.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.